This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
Government is bad and government is evil.
99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk, KKFT.
News, talk, truth.
Hello, friends. 906, it's the local show now. The local yokel. I'm John Potter, live and local, and after that weather forecast, oh my goodness, what a beautiful day for a radio program. 61 degrees now in Reno and Sparks, Carson City 62 degrees, Yerington 68 degrees, at South Lake you have 52 degrees, and so much going on this weekend. Hello, Craig in Carson City. What are you doing today?
What are you doing this weekend? Well, I actually have a... going to dinner at a friend's house, and then they have an outdoor movie screen, and we're going to watch a movie this evening out on the patio.
All right. Oh, crank it up. Neighbors don't mind, or
they're actually the neighbors of the people I'm going with. They're there too. So I would hope they wouldn't
mind. Oh yeah. Invite the neighbors. You're good. Well, that's awesome, man. What are you going to see? What movie?
I can't remember for the life of me what the title is. I have it in my phone, but I don't remember.
I hope it's not Back Rooms. Oh, my God.
No, I don't think
so. It's a warning. folks, this weather, we are so blessed. And if you don't think you are blessed, look southeast of Sparks in Hidden Valley, where the residents are still digging out after the flash flood and mudslide, which happened the Friday before last. Craig, I don't know if you know people in Hidden Valley. I know a few. I don't know if you have occasion to go to that. It looks so rural when you go down there. You can't believe you're in the middle of a city like Reno, but that's what Hidden Valley is. Have you really seen what has hit there?
No, I haven't.
I don't think anybody has.
Yeah. I haven't seen any news coverage on...
Right. I think it's massively underreported. Okay, here's how it is today, folks. After the flash flood and the mudslide, county roads and stormwater crews, homeowners, and neighbors have been out there with shovels working to clear the mud and debris for 8 days now. Six homes have been either destroyed or have suffered major damage by the mud and the rocks that just flowed down off the hills in the rain. Some of these houses were knocked off their foundation. They just might be a total loss. And some of these homes might just have to be razed. Residents there are being asked to push the mud and the rocks into the roadway so that the county crews can get rid of it. Household debris has to remain separate, and waste management has left four big dumpsters to collect the garbage, like the furniture, the carpets, and flooring. Hidden Valley Regional Park will remain closed until further notice. The Washoe County Board of County Commissioners held a special meeting for those affected by the mudslide in Hidden Valley. They held this meeting yesterday, though I think the people who are up to here in mud... I don't think they had time to stop and go to a meeting, but the commissioners unanimously voted to ratify the flash flooding as an emergency. In Hidden Valley right now, their ground drains are packed and they need Washoe County to unplug them. The drainage ditches need to be dug out. The sewers are all clogged. And, you know, this has happened before. I remember these gully washers back in the 70s and 80s there. There was one almost as bad as this one 2 years ago. Does anybody remember that? When these cloudbursts hit, Hidden Valley is basically this, the houses are in this giant chute of water that, of course, finds the paths of least resistance. It's on an alluvial fan. It's at the bottom of a hill. And when it rains and we only got, I think it was less than 3 inches of rain there. But it all happened at once. And that rain takes down all the debris that's been on these hills and everything and just pushes it down on the street. And houses were put on the side of hills, basically, in the path of natural drainages. It's basically flash flooding on a mountainside. And with the building they did, there's less open land for the water to drain. And I know some folks, when they bought their homes there, many folks didn't realize their homes were built on these areas. And all of this has to be reported. Going back to what Craig just said, this whole mudslide event 8 days ago has been seriously underreported in the local newspaper, in the TV news. It happened over a week ago. The RGJ finally mentioned it yesterday. Why hasn't this been all over the news? I can only speak for my my last employer, Channel 2. Very few Nevada natives in that newsroom. They don't have the local background that is very helpful to cover Reno. They have no knowledge of the flood history in Hidden Valley and why. You know, the faces always change there because the reporters treat Reno as a stepping stone to move up to bigger things. But, they're 2 years and they're gone. Channel 4 has been giving it the attention I think it deserves. They had a good update last night. But those folks in Hidden Valley, many of them retirees in their 60s and 70s and 80s, everybody I've seen who's been interviewed looks like they're 80 years old. Okay, this is a huge, heartbreaking problem for them. Most everything in the house caked with mud and floors ruined and flood insurance. Very few people have flood insurance. The area hit in Hidden Valley is not in the FEMA designated flood zone. I don't know why it isn't. Some other places are required to have flood insurance. Not there in Hidden Valley, apparently. You can still buy it if you're not in a flood zone, but flood insurance is very expensive. But again, it's worth it compared to what the out-of-pocket costs are without the insurance. I haven't checked lately. There was one time I did a story on something, and I was told that flood insurance costs like $1,000 a year. But somebody who was interviewed on Channel 8 said it would cost them $3,000 a year for flood insurance. So back to what I said in the beginning, if you don't feel blessed, I said to Kathy last night, I said, watching this on the news, I said, oh, my gosh, how lucky are we? How fortunate are we? And not just her and I, but you. All right. Anyway, what was I? It's a beautiful day. That's what started this whole thing. It's a beautiful day. okay, $3,000 a year. Wow. Speaking of big money, here's a reminder to fill up on gas by Tuesday. The Washoe County RTC gas tax goes up 4.2 cents a gallon on Wednesday, as it does every year. And it's going to be 58 cents a gallon for this tax, taking the total tax on your gas to $1.14 a gallon in Washoe County, the highest in tax on gas in the USA. Why am I laughing? I don't mean to do that. More business. This means more business for gas stations in Carson City, Fernley, and Yerington. They are the low gas price kings. But the average price of a gallon of gas in Nevada is about $4.70, while the average in Reno is today $4.97. Do you know where we rank in the list of U.S. states from highest average price for gas to lowest? What number do you think Nevada comes in, Craig, in terms of from highest to lowest price per gallon?
I'd say we're in the top five.
Well, that's a kind of safe thing. What number do you think we are? I thought we were number two. What do you think we are?
I'd say three.
Okay. I was pretty sure we were number two, but we are number six. Number one and two is California and Hawaii, $5.51 a gallon. Number three, Washington State, $5.46. Number four, Alaska, $5.27. Number five, Oregon, $4.91. And there's Nevada at $4.75. Number six. Oh, my gosh. And those are all west and west coast. But, you know, I remember years and years we've been saying, I've been saying this, Washoe County has the highest tax per gallon in the country. The voters should never have relinquished their control on taxes by approving this indexing of the fuel tax back in 2008, where it's written in to increase every year. I can't even see how this is legal, because every increase should require the approval of voters or their representatives, not automatic increases in perpetuity. And they made sure it was near impossible to get rid of this law to reverse it. It would be a tough process, but it could be done with a new vote. And the place to start that is the Washoe County Board of Commissioners. And not one of these folks have tried to start this process or even bring it up for discussion, despite the extreme hardship it's causing us all. Even our Washoe County gas stations hate this increasing gas tax because they are losing a lot of business to Carson City, Fernley, and Yarrington, the low gas price kings.
I got to say, I just looked up gas here in Carson.
Yeah.
Costco is at $4.19. The country store on East Highway 50 is at $4.15.
Don't mention that. We don't want to send people there.
Oh, I'll send to Costco. The guys over there, they help me out every time, so they're great.
Costco's wonderful, and I believe the Carson – no, they don't have diesel, do they? No, they don't.
No, Carson Costco? No, not yet.
Oh, jeez. Only Sparks Costco does. That country store, very nice people, okay, on Highway 50. But every time I go there, I almost get in a fist fight. The way those pumps are arranged, there's no – some people going this way, some that way.
There's a total of four pumps, and nobody's being
and
nice.
And if you move up because a pump is open or something, the guy coming from the other direction who wanted that pump is going to get mad at you. And honestly, it's frightful. You know how cheap I am. I avoid it. No, they're nice people. Okay. I'm just being snarky. Beautiful day today. Did I mention that? All right. We got a lot today. Derek is coming in, some health talk at 9:30, and we are going to be talking about all the seniors in rural areas who can help them out. I marvel at these folks who are 70 and 80 years old, and they live in Carvers, Nevada, or Manhattan, Nevada, Eureka, Austin, Hawthorne, and my gosh, they take a chance, I think. I would love to live in those rural areas, but where's the medical care around there? And if you get a heart attack or something, you're kind of sunk. But I always wondered why, well, they're bold enough to stay where they want to live. They have friends and family there. I get that. But anyway, there's an organization that helps out these people and answers that question, and we're going to have them on after Derek this morning. Otherwise, it's just me and you, and we're going to take calls and do open topic, I think, starting at 10:30, going to noon. And I'm going to bring up this Hidden Valley thing again because it needs a lot more exposure, and I think we'll bring this topic up. When do I have the highest audience? 11:30, I think. 11:30. I want more people to hear about what people are putting up with and going through in Hidden Valley. I'm John Potter, live and local, back shortly, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:20.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk.
News Time, 99.1 and 92.3.
Hello, welcome back, friends. Current temperature in Reno, 62 degrees. I should have mentioned at the top, we still have a red flag warning going on, but I don't feel the wind. Not at all. I had a feeling like on Friday, maybe this wind is just going to bust out. But the red flag warning is still in effect until 11 p.m. tonight. And the same goes for the Lake Wind Advisory. NV Energy has canceled the public safety outage watch for Northern Nevada because, again, it's not quite as windy as forecasted, which is great. It's very good news. The planned power shutoff, we went through this before, keeps the NV Energy power lines from being blown down and starting a wildfire, or you have things, you have trash like hitting the equipment and knocking things out. And so not as windy. I think that's very good news. And especially when you look at, well, we had two new fires bust out yesterday. Firefighters swiftly put out a brush fire in Sparks night before last. This broke out at El Rancho Drive and Sullivan Lane. I don't think there were any lightning strikes there. Human caused. What do they say? Like 85%, 90% of wildland fires are human caused. Darn those humans. Anyway, no injuries from that fire. And we also had a small wildfire at the same time at South Lake Tahoe, which always scares me. The Blackwood Fire was located on National Forest land on the corner of Blackwood Road and Pioneer Trail. Oh, that's by Ski Run Boulevard, South Shore. And so far, you know, I'm a little bit impressed here. They put out all these brush fires that sprout almost immediately. And great job. They're on it. There was one we reported, that was up by southeast of Gerlach. And out of nowhere, 8 aircraft and 3 bulldozers and a whole crew showed up. So it's just amazing and it's very reassuring. Next Saturday, Independence Day, we're doing this show live from the 4th of July celebration in Fernley, celebrating 250 years of the USA and 25 years of Fernley, which itself was founded in 2001. We're going to start our live show in front of the fire station. How Mayberry is that? In front of the fire station on Main Street at 9 o'clock in the morning next Saturday. I will be there broadcasting till noon. I invite you good folks to come on down, enjoy that beautiful pancake breakfast, and swing on by the fire station. Meet Barney and Floyd. Say hi. You won't be bored. They have a very long list of fun events. It's an all-day, almost all-night party, starting with the pancake breakfast, then the parade, of course, a wonderful flag-raising ceremony, a car show, live music, vendors of all sorts of booths, very yummy food, the Guns or Hoses Sheriffs versus Firefighters Greased Pig Contest. What? In Fernley next Saturday. So this is about as traditional and hometown of a 4th of July celebration you can get. Sign up to compete in the horseshoe tournaments or kids diving for dollars. And the Fernley 4th of July fireworks show is one of the biggest in the state. But it doesn't end there. Dance the night away with the Whitewater Band playing till midnight. There is dry RV and camping available to you all in Fernley. So next Saturday is the place and day to celebrate that little town and the birth of Liberty. And I will be so happy to see you there with us. Bring the whole fam damnly, okay? The whole fam damnly. You will have a great time. I hope I have convinced you to come out to Fernley. All right, we're going to break for Fox News. Be back with Derek. Then we're going to talk to RSVP Nevada. And we are going to talk you phone, text, about things affecting all things local 10:30 to noon. I'm John Potter here every Saturday, 9 to noon on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:30.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
See, not only does he make great health products, the guy has the best movie reviews. That's what we talk about during the news, is movies with... Hey, that should be a segment.
It could be, yeah.
Movies with Derek Lee.
And John Potter.
Yeah, I got my take, but you say this Death of Robin Hood is good? Because the critics I read weren't too high on it.
Yeah, I read the same reviews, and I wanted to go see it. Just Robin Hood's it's been a story for hundreds of years. I loved the take on it, and Hugh Jackman just had the it's like a majestic,
I love him.
Story of a it's the end days of Robin Hood, and it really signifies how he's always been threatened, how he's older, on his arguably dying, he's always under threat. And so it just portrayed a different role of Robin Hood, and Hugh Jackman just really carried the movie. And it's just, if you go in with an open mind, it's a completely different story. It was an amazing story.
Well, he's the greatest actor.
He's one of, yeah, I agree. He's amazing, everything he's done.
Is it a true story?
No, it's Robin Hood. It's built on
legend.
I don't
even know if Robin Hood is true or not.
I don't know either, but it's just this iconic.
But you loved it.
I loved it. It was a great story.
Well, here's the main reason I've avoided seeing it. I, for some reason, cannot translate English or Irish accents. I just have real difficulty doing it. And the trailer I saw where Hugh Jackman talked, that's what it sounds like to me. It's too thick.
Yeah. There's always that.
Okay, but you figured it out, right?
Yep, figured it out.
And Robin Hood is dying in the movie.
Yeah.
He could have used Restore.
Could have restored him.
While you were watching it, I bet you thought he needs Dopexil.
Dopexil, yeah.
And natokinase formula.
Could I live a little longer?
All right, we're going to start with some great news. A pre-4th of July sale at brainhealthformulas.com on anything.
Yep.
So what's the deal?
Not including the bundles, not including the bioresonance scanner, just all the individual components. The sale is buy three and get the fourth for free. You can mix and match. Don't add four products. Add three products, and you get a fourth one for free. Just add it into the notes section. And so that's the sale. You don't need a discount code. If you're buying something $50, make sure it's equivalent value. If you want something for free, $60, make sure it's equivalent value. If you want to buy a couple hair formulas and you want Restore for free, I'm not going to give it to you for free. Equal value. If you buy three products of equal value, I'll give you product free of equal value.
That goes without saying.
Well,
Some
people like to just skirt
those. Oh, do they?
So I just want to be clear about that. This is probably the first time I'm trying to be clear, so I just want to be clear now.
Well, that's basic.
It is.
You run into a lot of uneducated people lately?
Not a lot. A couple just
I don't
like
know.
To
I'm
push
a bit troubled.
Yeah.
I read these comments people write on Nextdoor.com. And folks, I'm not picking on you. I'm picking on the other guy. The lack of punctuation, the spelling, the paragraph-long sentences. I just kind of fear for our future.
Yeah, the lack of punctuation definitely makes things change.
It drives me nuts. Yeah. Exactly. Where does this end here?
Right.
Okay. So pre-4th of July sale: buy three, get four. Get the fourth for free, and the website already knows all about this, so do it at brainhealthformulas.com. So I asked you how the week was, and this week you have discovered more benefits of four of your products, and also those benefits are backed up by testimonials, of course. But what four products do you want to highlight the benefits of that have recently been discovered and that people have told you about?
Restore is always the constant. And so that's one I recommend whoever calls and asks, if people ask questions. Restore is always going to be the staple because Restore's done more for me than anything else. And so that's what I built this entire business on, was the benefits of Restore. It helped bring me back to life. I was diagnosed with more than 5 different neurological disorders, and with no answers, no treatments, no way to rebuild the brain. And so it was all based on traumatic brain injury. I developed an amino acid complex specifically to repair my brain. And so that amino acid complex is in every single formula that we make, because that's what activates the brain. It brings the awareness of the formula to the brain, so the brain's aware of it. And so we can then utilize the formula much more efficiently. So that's Restore. Restore activates the brain, balances the immune system, bottom line.
And how long has Restore been out there? Like 5 years or so?
I developed Restore about 6 years ago.
6 years.
People started buying products from me for just friends, family, but for right after I developed it, after people saw me changing, because that was a miracle in itself. Early 2000s, friends and family were buying it from me by middle of 2020.
Just a groundbreaking thing.
Yeah.
There.
Restore. So I've restored Dopexol that improves dopamine production. Dopamine is the key hormone that drives our nervous system. Our nervous system is all electrical conductivity. So that neuropathy has to do with the lack of electrical conductivity. So that's the lack of nervous system. So that's bottom line. And dopamine also helps us feel good. It balances the emotions. Without producing enough dopamine, our electrical system, our immune system doesn't function properly. And so science says that we produce 50% less dopamine every decade we're alive. So by the time we get to 50, by the time we get to 60, by the time we get to 70, we're producing very little dopamine, which then if we look at it from an aging place, our immune system's not working properly, our electrical system's not working properly, and so that actually can define aging in itself. So that's
not fair.
It's not fair. I'm 50, and so it also is affecting me already. So that's Dopexol. Natokinase works on, for anyone who's been diagnosed with atherosclerosis, hardening of the arteries, liver fibrosis, liver cirrhosis, natokinase can help clear that up. So we've had a lot of testimonials with that. So it's been very beneficial to a lot of people, including myself. So it helps to balance AFib. It helps to neutralize heart palpitations. It helps to reduce high blood pressure. It helps to improve erratic heartbeat. It helps to improve all those variables in regards to heart, vascular, and circulatory system.
What is natokinase? Is it an ingredient, a herb, or?
Natokinase is an ingredient. It's a fermented soybean is what it's extracted from.
Okay.
And so Japan actually developed this, I don't know, 100 years ago or more. I don't know how long they've been using it, but that can be what's contributing to their extremely long lifespan is just by consuming fermented soybeans. And so scientists I don't know when they developed it, but that's arguably why Japan and Korea have live very long and very healthy lives is just based on that alone.
Is that a common thing in Japan?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
And so we built a formula
that sounds
that.
Like something they would do, ferment
yeah.
soybeans.
We ferment pickles, they ferment soybeans. I think it's that simple. So fermentation is great for the gut, helps to balance the microbiome. So we have natokinase in a powder form, and we built a formula around that. So we added fucoxanthin and astaxanthin to natokinase, because natokinase breaks up fibrin buildup. That's what hardens our arteries. And so once fibrin starts to set in the vascular system, that's when plaque and proteins bond to the fibrin on an artery, and that's what actually builds and generates atherosclerosis. So natokinase disrupts and melts that fibrin. Fucoxanthin disrupts and melts the fat or plaque buildup on the artery. Astaxanthin clears the debris from those two components, so it's a very well-organized system. It doesn't only reduce the plaque buildup, it also reduces the fibrin buildup, which then we can actually get that artery and vascular system to flex much more easily, really quick.
So for that, you just mentioned 3 of your products. Do you sell it in a bundle?
No, not yet. We haven't really figured out a way to bundle all these things, and it's challenging to bundle something like that.
And the J147, you also have new benefits and testimonials.
Yeah, we had a few people call me this week and just let me know that J147 for them, their situation actually reversed their depression symptoms. And so I was really, they're the first ones who actually communicated that. The science says it has that capacity, but we haven't had any specific evidence for that yet. And I just wanted to put it out there that for depression, J147 has, we do have a testimonial now that has benefited for depression. People have completely turned around their that depressing feeling.
Why is it called J147?
That's the component that it is. J147 is it's a microstructure of curcumin. Curcumin is the big anti-inflammatory part that's extracted from turmeric. J147 is arguably the active ingredient of curcumin. So it's a molecule of curcumin.
For people, I know a lot of people who take turmeric. It's a very common thing. It's sold everywhere.
Yeah.
Does that do the trick?
I don't think you could ever consume enough turmeric to have those benefits.
Okay, so you have something extracted from the turmeric.
From the curcumin, yeah, which is extracted from turmeric. Yep.
Oh, my God.
So it's like a molecular compound of curcumin.
Okay.
And so curcumin's an extract from turmeric. And so it's a very small scale thing. But pharmaceutical companies for more than a decade have been trying to turn that into a drug. And they can't, I don't think it works when they convert it to a synthetic compound.
Right.
And so then, and I don't know that they can do specific studies to convert it into a drug because the studies probably vary too much.
Okay, that's J147, folks. And before that, he talked about natokinase formula. Before that, Dopexol, and before that, Restore. Those are the big four, or is that 1, 2, 3? Yeah, four.
Yep, four.
Four, it's buy three, get the fourth for free right now at brainhealthformulas.com. Derek also has, did you get the second one, the bioresonance scanner?
Yep, we have the second one.
Oh, you have a new, okay, yep. Two. All right, well, let's get into that next.
All right.
Going to take a short break and come back, talk about the amazing bioresonance scanner. Derek just got his new one. So there's two at his location, Brain Health Formulas Biotechnologies at 780 Smith Ridge Drive in Reno, and the website, brainhealthformulas.com, where you buy three, get the fourth for free right now. Back shortly. I'm John Potter with Derek Lee, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 946.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area.
They are bringing more illegals every day.
On one radio station.
At this point, I just kind of assume every politician is dirty.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth,
truth. So during the commercials, Derek Lee solves all of my medical issues. I don't really have a lot, but today I brought up the fact that I think, I don't know if it's old man disease or what, but I start to, the eyes get heavy, eyelids start to close, and I'm at the cusp of dozing off at 2:30 every afternoon. And you're nodding your head.
Yep.
Okay, so this is part of the deal, huh?
Yep, part of it.
So, well, yeah. What do you recommend that I take, like at 2 in the afternoon, to stave that off?
So if people only get 4 or 5 hours of sleep a night and you fall asleep during the day, or you start to get tired towards the early afternoon.
Yeah, I should mention that's primarily the cause. I have been getting 5 or 6 hours of sleep a night, the darn cat.
Yeah.
I won't bore you with that. But
so if you get stuck in a cycle or rhythm, and where you're waking up at 3 or 4 in the morning or 5 in the morning, and you're going to bed at 10 or 11 at night.
That's me.
And so, and you start to fall asleep in the middle of the afternoon, and then you drink more coffee to keep you awake.
Yes.
So what that's doing.
I drink coffee at 2 in the afternoon now.
So what that's doing is it's spiking the caffeine, which is spiking dopamine, and then you can't go to sleep when you need to. So then you stay up later, and then you get less sleep because, in John's case, the cats wake you up. And you're continually spiking the hormones in your body.
I don't really have trouble falling asleep. You know, I take your sleep well.
Yeah.
And I doze off at 10 o'clock, no problem.
But what you're doing is you're spiking dopamine. So then the dopamine crash. So it's not necessarily about falling asleep easy. It's about being rested when you do sleep.
Okay.
And so that's where I'm getting at is if you can get rest. So even if you get 5 or 6 hours of sleep a night, you can still wake up rested. Mm-hmm. And so if you try to maintain energy throughout the day, and this is where this John and I are talking in commercial break about taking Restore, like around lunchtime, if you get If you start to get tired between 2 and 3 every day, no matter what, take a Restore, take 2 Restore around lunchtime, or take an Opexil around lunchtime, so you don't get tired at 2 or 3. So you can compound the tiredness at night. So then when you do sleep, it's restful versus breaking it up.
I'm glad you told me this, because for years I've been taking your products first thing in the morning.
I recommend that, but I'm just saying in an intermediary fashion, so you don't get tired in the afternoon. You can do it twice a day.
All right.
Just to try to, all the tiredness happens all at night, so you get restful sleep is what I'm getting at.
The cat bites my nose at 3 a.m, won't stop. And you know what? I'll never give up on that cat, even if it shortens my life, which it feels like it's doing. All right. The BioResidence Scanner, or scanners, I should say. Tell me about the new one.
So the new one's the same as the other one. We just have 2 of them now, so we can adapt with people. People have varying schedules, and so we like to be able to adapt to that. So that's why we have 2 scanners now. And so we also have a lot of people that are coming in, so we like to be able to cater to everyone. That's the real reason why we have 2. And
it's getting popular.
We've scanned a lot of people. We have a lot of people coming in for therapy, and we had quite a few calls this week of people asking, why don't you say this on the radio? So here, I'm going to talk about it now.
Okay.
So we do the scan. The scan's $500. It takes us 2 hours. We give you full bind, all the data that the program kicks out, all the pictures of the organs that we do, the energy points of the scan. It gives you all the pictures that we scan. It prints out a summary of the scan of what the program recognizes as compromised tissues. It tells you if there's microorganisms that are affecting specific tissues. And so the program kicks all this stuff out. And so I don't believe I've communicated very well with this. So that's just the scan. After the scan's done, we go back in and we do corrective therapy with frequency. So the scan measures vibration and energy to measure the tissues of 300 different organs in the body. After that initial scan is done, we have the energy and we have vibration measured of the cellular tissue and the energy dynamics of all the cellular tissue. After we do that, we print out 4 different reports. We put those in a binder. And then after all that, so Kathy's very good at explaining the reports to people to understand it. People are always overwhelmed. That's okay. That's why we give you all the data, all the information you have in a binder for you. And so after that, we go back in, we start correcting those deficiencies, those compromised cellular tissue. If there's microorganisms in the tissues, we can start to weaken those. And so this is what we do. And so after that's done, that's your initial scan. Mm-hmm. After that's done, we offer a therapeutic package to follow that up with if people want to. Some people just choose to do the scan. But we offer a therapeutic package of 8 visits to do follow-ups. And this is where we make all the progress with people's health concerns. So the program kicks out data based on how it measures cellular tissue. And so it might recognize that, oh, you have atherosclerosis building in your shank arteries, which is the arteries from your knee to your ankles.
And you see it.
You see it in a scan, you see it in the cellular tissue, it shows all that, but it also generates a synopsis based on how it measures cellular tissue. And so it kicks out the data based on how your tissues are functioning or are not functioning. And so it might say that, oh, you have a microorganism or microorganisms plural that's affecting your heart wall. Or it might say that you have a liver fluke that's affecting how your liver is functioning. Or it might say that, oh, you have 15 bacteria that's affecting how your astrocytes are building, and that might be why you're having nerve issues in your feet. And so it kicks out all this data based on how your cellular tissue is functioning. So we offer therapy packages so we can go in and we can start disrupting how these microorganisms are affecting the brain, how it's affecting the nervous system, how it's affecting our vascular system, how it's affecting our heart, how it's affecting blood pressure, how it's affecting how our kidneys are functioning. We can actually measure the lymphatic system of the liver itself. So if the liver's not, the lymphatic system of the liver is not functioning properly, that can be the cause of inflammation of the liver, which leads to hepatitis.
All this is what I was trying to say right there.
Oh,
I mean, I have difficulty describing it too, but it's so technical and it does so much. It is very hard to simplify.
It is. It really is.
What the BioScanner is, that's the name of it, right?
It's BioResidence Scanner. Yeah.
BioResidence Scanner does.
It's really fascinating. It claims to be 98-99% effective. It's sold in 64 countries across the planet. And so, yeah,
But there's not many in Reno.
I don't know that there's any in the United States.
Oh, my gosh.
But because we can't find anyone on the internet that actually says it, it's possible that they call it something else. But this is what it is, and it's too hard for me to try to make something up.
No, I think we finally got it. Okay, so the bioresonance scanner, you know what, is a great thing to go to your website because you have that brochure.
Yeah.
And the brochure is crammed with stuff. The brochure has a hard time describing.
There's a lot of information.
But it's all there, and it's well done. So brainhealthformulas.com. And where can people find the bioresonance scanner in there?
It has its own page. Bioresonance scan is one of the pages on the website.
It's one of the tabs?
One of the tabs.
It has its own
and
page.
And so we've updated our checkout cart also for all those out there who didn't like it before, as I hated it. So the checkout cart, I believe, is much more efficient now. And so we're slowly integrating the new website. There's been a lot of issues with that. So we're slowly integrating it. If you have problems with it, just call me, 775-634-7789. If anyone has questions about the bioresonance scanner, if anyone has questions about products, feel free to give me a call. Or to make an appointment, yeah.
With the bioresonance scanner, go to brainhealthformulas.com. And folks, do it today because you buy three, get fourth free on the products, not the bundles, not the scanner. All right, super.
Thanks, John.
Derek. I appreciate that.
Have a great weekend.
All right, you too, my friend. I'm John Potter, live and local, back after Fox News. I appreciate you folks tuning in because local radio is great radio. Don't you agree? We'll be back in minutes. Stand by.